Any questions?
Have you paid for your teeth yet?
Have I paid for my teeth? Sir, you paid for my teeth. I mean, kinda. It's a weird thing. I had all my teeth done like in the same day. And obviously, all fucking veneers and caps and things. But I got them all done in one day. And like, even the dentist went, well, that's sort of a mouth rape. His words, not mine. And so what they did, well, you go in at like, I don't know, 8 a.m. or whatever it is, and they intravenously, they gave me Rohypnol. That's what it's for. It wasn't marketed as a date rape drug. They have, like, there is a medical purpose, right? So it doesn't knock you out. It's not like a general anesthetic, but it's like you're kind of super hazy, like a dreamlike state. And then, you know, they did all the dental work, and it's like uncomfortable but not painful, and you kind of come to 12 hours later. But the next day, oh, my ass. You're being weird. Any other heckles, questions, queries?
You're a liar.
Jimmy, what do you think of Western Supermare?
What do I think of Western Supermare? Well, it's hard to answer that without offending a proportion of the audience. Okay, the more interesting question is, how is he able to read minds? Get out of my mind! Yeah, it's a shithole. But it's all right, I'm fucking here, I quite like it. What's your name?
My name's Karina.
Karina, and what do you do, Karina?
I'm a head teacher.
A head teacher? Like, oral, don't neglect the balls. That kind of thing. Just, she got a very loving tap on the back of the head there from the other half. Oh, she's not fucking bad at that either. You're a head teacher now. What kind of a school is it? Like a secondary school? Is it?
No, it's a primary school.
A primary school.
Like Western.
A primary school in Western Supermare. So you've still got 16-year-olds in there that you've been held back repeatedly, refused to take their headphones off.
It's like
2-year-olds
to 11-year-olds.
2-year-olds?
Yes.
What the fuck are 2-year-olds doing at school? What the fuck are they learning? Two-year-olds to what age?
11.
2 to 11. It's not a primary school. And what the fuck is going on there? What about, is this the other half?
We've been together 2 years. It's Darren.
You've been together 2 years. This is all way too much information. I feel like I'm on Mum's Net suddenly. You're from where, sir?
Northern Ireland.
You're from Northern Ireland. Okay.
Hey!
Well, you got a lift home. And what are you doing in Western Supermare? Presumably, with this relocation program. They'll never look for him here. What do you do?
I'm a compliance officer.
A compliance officer? Do you mean you just agree to do what she says? I don't know what a compliance officer is. I imagine you just agree with people.
HGV.
What's it?
HGV.
HGV. Have you ever formed a full sentence? Have a go. Just fucking, it's like a fucking IKEA pack of a conversation. Just throwing bits at me. Fucking, how am I meant to put this together? A compliance officer, HGV. So a heavy goods vehicle, and you comply. What the?
The guy's legal.
So you check if the guy's legal?
Yes.
Right. So you check if he's got a fucking license. What's the point of you? We've got traffic officers. You pay the bills, but who the fuck pays you? Oh, we need someone to check the drivers of drivers. That they comply. The fuck are you, if they can drive a van, they're fine.
Sometimes.
Okay. I don't believe a fucking word of that story. Can't be a full-time job for a human, can it? He's off. He's off to find a proper job. Good on him. Any other questions?
How does this compare to the Tom Brady roast?
How does this compare to the Tom Brady roast? What, as a night out? I've noticed I'm not drunk at this. I'm at work now. I was just watching the Tom Brady roast, but it was fucking good. I got a couple of jokes on there. I was very pleased. I like doing that whole roast thing. I got in trouble for doing... I did a joke about this. There's an American politician called Ann Coulter, and we were doing the roast of Rob Lowe. So Ann Coulter's like, she's sort of a big Trump supporter, and like she's on Fox News all the time. She's very sort of right-wing. And I said, and I think this is quite reasonable, I said, I looked her in the face, I said, Ann, you're one of the most abhorrent, hatchet-faced, right-wing Nazi bitches alive. But it doesn't have to be this way. You could kill yourself. And they got ever so upset. The next day I was like the number four story on Fox News. They were going, is it ever okay to tell a woman to kill herself? I was like, yeah, sometimes, you'd be surprised.
Who's your favourite 8 out of 10 cats does Countdown
get? I like them all. I mean, obviously my favourite was Sean, but what are you gonna know? Yeah. I think the first time I ever met Sean was in Kilkenny. It used to be a Cat Laughs Festival in Kilkenny, and I walked into the room, and it was a real good atmosphere in the room. He was on stage, he was fucking eviscerating, and the first thing I ever heard him say was, how do you make a dog? How do you stop a dog from shagging your leg? Pick him up, suck his cock. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy? Sort of delivered like Michael Caine. All right. My amazing friend deserves a shout out for many reasons. He's ginger, he has a man bun, he's married to Bobby. His name is Andrew Bollinger. All right, where are you, Andrew?
Here I am.
You're a ginger guy with a man bun. Are there no bullies in Western Supermare? How did that... How was that allowed to happen?
I'm from Bristol.
You're from Bristol?
Yay.
Okay. That seems more of a Bristol sort of thing. And why the man bun?
For Ian COVID.
For Ian COVID. I mean, there's from Bristol and then there's that speech impediment. For Ian from COVID. I thought I would get a ginger man bun because it'd be Gert Lush. The fuck is going on there? Our son thinks you're a tribute act. He doesn't believe the real Jimmy Carr would perform here. Carol, where's... Yeah. Frankly, I'm with him. I think I'm better than this too, but you know. Where's the kid? Is he here? Well, hi.
No, he's not here.
He's not here, but he thought I would be a tribute act.
No, he just didn't think that you would be...
He didn't think I would perform here. Well, I fucking am. Can we get him on the phone? Let's get him on the phone. Let's call him. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we call him? What, sorry?
How old is he?
What the fuck does that matter? I'm going to assume he's not going to be 4 years of age. A very cynical toddler. Enjoy the show, Mum. It's probably a fucking tribute act. Don't forget to get fags on the way home. It's not... What's that? It's ringing. Okay, it's ringing. Can you... Hang on. What's he called?
Mark.
Mark? Hang on, I'll put him on speaker. Hi, Mark. Mark. Mark's fucking hung up. I'll call him back. Don't worry about a thing, I'll call him back.
I'm so certain you called.
can't believe Mark's being quite so rude. He's calling back in. It's a call from his mum, remember? Huh? Leave him a voicemail? All right. You've got to be quiet while I leave a voicemail.
Has this Michael back in front? Hello?
Oh, hi, Mark. Sorry, I know it's Jimmy Carr calling. Your mum can't talk right now because I've got my cock in her mouth. He's hung up again. Unacceptable. There you go. Good luck to Mark. I like the fact you called him Mark. Did you consider Stain as well? What should you call the baby? Mark. Why? I mean, he's left a mark everywhere. Can I have a photo, please? A friend of mine passed away last year with a brain tumour, and we have to post a photo every day for 70 days of something to help with your well-being. Okay. Today my photo is going to be for laughter. All right, hopefully. Who had someone pass away? Where are you? Maybe they've gone too. Fuck. Is that over there? Hi. Yeah, you can have a photo. Come on down. Come on, why not? Fine. Stairs? Stairs. All right, I'll do a photo. What's your name?
Sue.
What's Sue? Are you a lawyer? Be a good name for a lawyer.
No.
It's Sue here. What was your friend called?
Yeah. Ellie.
Ellie? Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your friend's demise, but you know, I think hang on, this is going to be awkward. Well, give it to me and hang on, I'm good at this. Ba, ba, ba. Ooh. Hey. Well, it's very nice to meet you. I'm sorry about Ellie, but this gig's for Ellie, if anyone's interested in that kind of thing. Nice. Alison Thompson, bright orange jumper, seat H16, 47th birthday. She loves it rough and ready. Where's Alison? Where are you, Alison? I'm sure lots of people have been up there, yeah. And what do you do, Alison? You work in a carpet? You fucking Alibaba and the 40 V's. You work in a carpet what? In a what, sorry? In a carpet shop. I work in a carpet shop. Excellent. And do you like it rough, Alison? It says you like it. What, sorry? I think we'd take that as a yes. Will you be careful about the carpet burns? Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?